To a boy, his father often seems stern and forbidding. He might even be unfair enough to make you rake the lawn when you wanted to play ball. But once in a while, you're surprised to learn he's actually on your side. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
That you, darling?
No, it's your husband. What's for supper?
Steak and mushrooms, corn on the cob, lima beans, and Waldorf salad.
All right, dear, what did you buy, break, or lose?
I was going to tell you over the Boston cream pie, but seeing as my elaborate menu's given me away, I have to leave the first thing Saturday morning.
Huh?
Peggy had her baby.
Oh, boy?
Girl.
Oh.
I promised I'd go up for a few days and help her out.
Well, that's fine for Peggy's baby, but what about the two babies you're leaving here?
Three babies I'm leaving here. Oh, darling, you'll be all right.
Sure, we will.
Aunt Martha's going to come and stay with you till I get back.
Aunt Martha?
Now, what's the matter with my Aunt Martha?
Well, nothing that you can put your finger on. It's just that whenever I'm in the room with her, I feel like I should be apologizing for something. Hey, look, I got a great idea. Why doesn't Aunt Martha go and help Peggy and you stay here?
Aunt Martha's never been married. She doesn't know anything about babies and things.
Someone must have explained a few things to her somewhere along the line.
Gee, Mom, the pie was good, but you have to go away?
Yes, dear, I'm afraid I do. You see, my sister Peggy had a baby. Isn't that a wonderful surprise?
But, Mom, if you're going to be gone, who's going to take care of me and the beaver?
Your Aunt Martha's going to come and stay with you.
Aunt Martha? Is she the one with a husband we're not supposed to talk about?
That's one of your father's relatives.
Isn't Aunt Martha the one that sends a soap every Christmas?
Oh, no. Aunt Martha understands boys better than that. She sends umbrellas.
Oh, yeah, she's our umbrella aunt.
I remember her. She has birds on her hat.
That's right.
You boys take your plates out in the kitchen, please?
Okay, Mom.
They're nice birds, though.
Ward, I didn't like that remark about the umbrellas. Now, when Aunt Martha's here, I don't want you undermining her.
My dear, I've never been known to go around undermining old ladies.
Now, I know her ideas seem old-fashioned and trying at times, but she's very sensitive. And I want you to see that the boys obey her, they're polite, and they're on their best behavior.
June, believe me, I understand. I've got problem relatives, too. Now, wait a minute, June. Of course I'm not going to let the boys be rude to her. We'll do everything we can to make her stay as pleasant as possible. If you want me to, I'll even have the boys meet her at the airport carrying their umbrellas.
Well, I must say, Ward, you have a very nice place here. Very nice indeed. You must be doing rather well now.
We managed to stay one jump ahead of the sheriff.
The boys should be home any minute now. They're looking forward to seeing you again, Aunt Martha.
Oh, they must be quite the little gentlemen by now. I do hope they're getting good use out of their umbrellas.
Oh, indeed they are. They really look forward to the rainy season.
I hope you're still considering an Eastern college.
Well, we thought we'd think about that when the time comes.
There's a certain polish it gives a boy that...
Hey, Mom, we're home.
Mom, come here, son, be home.
Boys, this is your Aunt Martha. You remember her, of course.
Aunt Martha, this is Wally.
Wallace, I'd know you anywhere. You certainly look like a Bronson. Just like a Bronson.
Yeah. And this is the Beaver.
Beaver? I thought your name was Theodore.
Oh, I don't use it much. I didn't know how to pronounce it until last year.
Boys, now that your Aunt Martha's here, suppose we take her bags up to her room, huh?
Okay, Dad. Nice to have met you, Aunt Martha.
Thank you, Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Hey, Dad, what's a Bronson?
Shh.
Well, Aunt Martha, would you like another cup of coffee?
No, dear, no. No, thank you.
Did you notice a big change in the boys?
Oh, yes, they really have grown. I suppose the older boy has to wear those blue jeans, teenagers. Nothing to be done about that now. But I must say, little Theodore was somewhat of a shock.
Well, I've tried to get those particular trousers away from him several times, but he keeps getting them back out of the Goodwill box.
June, while you're gone, I'd just love to take little Theodore shopping. I thought I could get him something more, well, after all, he's a Bronson too, you know.
Oh, now, Aunt Martha, it isn't necessary to do anything like that.
Well, if you think I'm interfering.
Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that at all. It's really very sweet of you.
Now, look, boys, I'll be home at the end of the week. Now, don't forget your bags and Beaver. I put 4 pair of clean socks in your top drawer, and I don't want to find them there when I get back.
Oh, no, Mom.
Hurry up, June, we haven't got much time.
Well, just a minute, dear, I'm saying goodbye to the boys.
Mom, must you gotta go?
Yes, Beaver, I'm afraid I do. You see, I'm gonna go and help your Aunt Peggy. But while I'm away, you boys can help me.
How, Mom?
Well, I want you to do everything Aunt Martha asks you to.
Well, even if she gives us milk toast for breakfast again?
Now, look, boys. Sometimes older people have different ideas. You see, it's been a long time since they were young, and... well, they sort of forget what it was like. But you just remember while I'm away that if you make Aunt Martha happy, you'll make me happy.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, Mom. I'll make you happy, I'll make Aunt Martha happy, and I'll change my socks every day.
Oh, look, boys, I have to go. Goodbye, Aunt Martha. Now, remember...
Goodbye, dear.
Bye, Mom.
Now, don't worry about a thing. Well, Theodore, right after lunch, you and I are going on a little shopping tour.
Oh, boy, Wally, I think I might get it.
Get what?
The black leather jacket with the eagle on the back.
That's what I call a real little gentleman.
Not many mothers nowadays have such excellent taste.
Oh, I'm not his mother.
Uh-uh. My mother wouldn't have a baby with Aunt Peggy.
It's exquisite material. English, isn't it?
Naturally, madam.
These are cold.
Why, when my brothers were your age, they wore trousers like that winter and summer.
Shall I send these, madam?
I think not. You may dispose of them.
I'd be delighted to, madam.
Wait a minute. I've got something in the pocket.
Good heavens, what is that?
Just a dead goldfish. Me and Wally are going to give it a funeral.
Yes. You may make out a bill for
that. Yes, madam.
Theodore, I think you look very nice.
I feel funny. Almost like I have no clothes on at all.
You mustn't be indelicate.
We're not going back in the bus, are we?
No, we'd be late for supper. I think we'll take a taxi.
Eve, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. Aunt Martha bought it for me.
Boy, get a load of them knees. You look like a chicken with all his feathers off.
Do I look that bad, Wally?
Boy, I'll say. Lucky it's a new suit and you don't have to wear it to school. Kids would really give you the business.
Yeah, lucky it's a new suit and I don't have to wear it to school, huh, Wally?
Yeah, brother, I'll say. Get the biggest rat.
Theodore, you must be sure and hang up your new clothes. We want them nice and fresh for school on Monday.
Yes, Aunt Martha.
Theodore, don't slump over your milk toast like that. You'll have curvature of the spine.
But if I eat close to the boy, I don't spill so much.
Your Aunt Martha is right, Beaver. Theodore, why don't you just sort of meet the spoon halfway?
Yes, Dad.
Yes, well, I have an early appointment. I've got to get going. Excellent breakfast, Martha. Excellent.
Dad?
And you boys had better hurry, too. I have your clothes all laid out in your room.
Dad! Dad, can I ask you something?
Oh, I'm in an awful hurry, Theodore. Beaver. Is it really important?
Well, Chris, sorry. You see, Aunt Martha bought me...
Look, Beaver, I'm sorry. I'm late now. I'll tell you what. You hang on to it until I get back tonight. Then we'll have lots of time to talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Hey, did you get to ask him?
No. Maybe I should tell Aunt Martha I can't wear him to school.
He can't do that. We promised Mom we wouldn't make any trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't worry, Beef. The kids will probably stop laughing at you after the first couple of classes. You got here early. Probably none of the other kids are here yet.
Why? If I can just get to my desk, I'm going to sit there and I'm not going to leave it for the whole day.
Yeah?
I'm not going to get up, not for nothing.
Maybe if you kind of crouch down, they won't look like short pants. Well, good luck anyway. I gotta get to my class.
Good morning, Mr. Bungardi.
Good morning, Theodore.
To the bottoms of your pants.
Nothing.
Where'd you get the girl's stockings? Is that a new kind of underwear, Beaver?
It's a suit and it's supposed to be like this.
Then why were you hiding all day? Hey, Beaver, you got dimples on your knees. I have not. You know something, Beaver? You're a sissy. Take it back.
I will not. You're a sissy.
Beaver, you leave Larry alone.
Ow!
Dad. On your feet. Everybody. Now, what happened?
Beaver hit Larry.
Beaver hit everybody.
Yeah!
All right, all right. That'll be enough. Go on your way. Come on. You start this fight, Beaver?
No, sir. My pants did.
Well, I think you better run along home now.
Yes, Mr. Boomgarten.
Yeah, that's right, Mrs. Ward Cleaver. All right, thank you.
Glad you're home, Dad.
Oh, hi, Wally. Just put in a long-distance call to your mother. Kind of lonesome around here without her, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I talk to you about something?
Sure.
There's a little trouble in school today.
Wally, I told you last night you have to invert those fractions before you divide.
No, I did that, but they still came out wrong. But this is about the Beaver. He had a fight today in school.
A fight? Well, that's a fine thing. Your mother's been gone 2 days and he's in trouble already.
Well, it wasn't actually his fault.
Well, whose fault was it?
It was Aunt Martha's.
Aunt Martha's? Aunt Martha's?
Yeah, she made the Beaver wear those short pants to school. The kids picked on him.
She made Beaver wear short pants to school?
You know how it is.
I sure do. I had to wear long white stockings to school once. Where is he now?
Well, he's up in the room and he says he's not going to school tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Wally. You go up there and tell him I'll take care of everything.
Should be a load off his mind.
Martha. Martha, could I speak to you a minute?
Yes, Ward. What is it?
Nothing, really. Won't you sit down?
I really should take another peek at my eggplant. But,
Something has come up in connection with the boys, Martha, and, I think we ought to straighten it out.
Something I've done?
Well, as a matter of fact... Oh, excuse me, that must be June. Hello. Yes, this is Ward Cleaver. Oh, hello, June.
Hello, Ward. How are you? Oh, everything's just fine here. I'm going to be home sooner than I expected. The day after tomorrow. How's everything at home?
Oh, everything's fine here. Just fine. Couldn't be better. Oh, yes, Aunt Martha's right here. Oh, she's been a tremendous help, June. Whipping up a wonderful dinner tonight. Eggplant and everything.
Oh, eggplant? Well, Ward, I know that Aunt Martha can be a trial at times, but when I was a little girl, she was practically the only mother I knew. And I love her very dearly. You or the boys won't do anything to upset her, will you?
Oh, no, of course not. No. Oh, as a matter of fact, we're getting along like four peas in a pod. Yes, she's sitting right here. All right, dear. All right. Well, I'm glad everything's going well there. Yeah. And don't worry about us. Yeah. Well, good to hear your voice. We miss you. Bye. Well, everything's just fine up at Peggy's.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, what was this you were saying? Something about the boys.
Oh, something about the boys. Well, now, isn't that silly? It's completely slipped my mind. I must be getting old.
Yes. Well, I must get back to my eggplant.
Yeah, Beef, you got nothing to worry about. Dad says he's gonna take care of the whole thing.
Gee, thanks, Wally. I don't mind fighting with Larry and those guys, but that Judy, she scratches.
I've sewed up the lining, Theodore. I hope we'll be more careful with our new clothes today.
Yes, Aunt Martha. Wally, where's Dad?
Gee, Beef, I don't know.
Well, your father left for the office.
Left?
Well, I got an early class. I better get going. Oh. Bye, Aunt Martha.
Hey, good boy, Wallace.
Yeah, sure.
Aunt Martha, are you sure Dad left for work?
Oh, yes, dear.
Aunt Martha.
Yes, Theodore.
Never mind. I'd better get to school, too.
Theodore. Wallace forgot his. It looks like rain. I think you'd better take yours.
Yes, Aunt Martha.
Psst. Hey, Beaver. Come here. Get in here. Get out of those things. We'll slip these on.
Gee, Dad, I thought you ditched me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a thing like that, but she's your mother's favorite aunt. So we can't hurt her feelings, can we? Okay, well, you don't have to do that. I think we can put these on right over.
Okay, punch your toe. Attaboy. Now the other one. There we go. There we are.
Now, and you zip them up. I'll get your jacket. Now, when you get home from school today, you can just slip back in here and change back again, huh? There you are. Ah, you look more like the old Beeve.
Gee, thanks, Dad. You're almost like one of the fellas.
Now, Beaver, I think that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Well, we'd better be going.
Yeah, sure. Here's your books. Hey, Beaver. Come here. It looks a little like rain outside. I think I'd better take this.
I just can't thank you enough for coming and visiting us and for watching over the boys while I was away. We got along just fabulously, didn't we, Ward?
Oh, just like four peas in a pod. Well, Aunt Martha, you don't want to miss your plane. Boys are going with you, you know. I'll call them. Wally! Beaver!
They're two fine boys, June. I'm looking forward to seeing them when they come east to school.
Hey, boys! Wally, take these out the car.
Okay, Dad.
Beaver! Well, Beaver, what's the idea? I thought you hated those things.
I do, Dad, but I didn't want to hurt Aunt Martha's feelings.
Thank you.